And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of October 18th. Paul McCartney played for the first time with John Lennon's group The Quarrymen in 1957 at the new Club Moore Hall in Liverpool. In 1969, Rod Stewart joined Faces. Jimi Hendrix headlined a concert for the first time in Paris in 66. The John Lennon movie, How I Won the War, premiered in London, England this week in 1967. In 66, Jeff Beck left the Yardbirds because he had a case of tonsillitis. However, the departure was permanent as he formed the Jeff Beck Group. Elton John received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame during Elton John Week in Los Angeles this week in 1975. In 1969, Paul McCartney officially denied that he was dead. Chubby Checker performed a medley of The Twist and Let's Twist Again this week in 1961 on The Ed Sullivan Show, sparking the chart revivals for both songs, and The Twist itself returned to number one. EMI Records in Britain rejected The Who were calling themselves The High Numbers at the time, after the group auditioned for the record label in 1964. Also in 64, J. Frank Wilson was injured, and the producer of his song Last Kiss was killed in a head-on crash in Lima, Ohio, in 1964. In 1988, John Fogerty's ex-record label sued him for self-plagiarism, claiming that his solo song, The Old Man Down the Road, was too similar to Creedence Clearwater Revival's Run Through the Jungle. He wrote both songs, and of course, he eventually won that court case. Guinness named Paul McCartney the most successful and best-selling composer and artist in music history this week in 1979. The Tammy Show, Teenage Music International, that was filmed a concert at the Santa Barbara, California Civic Center this week in 1964. They had, over a couple of days, they included Jan and Dean, the Rolling Stones, Leslie Gore, Chuck Berry, the Beach Boys, and so many others. A classic movie. If you've never seen it, try to find a copy. The movie version of The Wiz that starred Diana Ross and Michael Jackson debuted in New York City this week in 1978. The David Essex movie Stardust premiered in London in 1974. In 1955, Bill Haley, Pat Boone, and Elvis Presley all appeared together in concert at a Cleveland high school, and the concert was filmed for a documentary of Cleveland DJ Bill Randall, but it was never released. I don't know even if any of the footage has ever been released subsequently. John Lennon and Yoko Ono, I beg your pardon, released their wedding album LP with a photo of their own wedding cake and a copy of their marriage certificate included this week in 1969. In 1977, filming began on the Buddy Holly story, starring Gary Busey in the role of Buddy Holly. Elvis and Pat Boone appeared together in concert in Cleveland, Ohio this week in 1955. Patty Duke opened on Broadway in The Miracle Worker this week in 1959. In 1996, Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr. received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And the film Rock and Roll Review with the Clovers, Ruth Brown, Big Joe Turner, and others opened this week in 1955. In the studio, Jose Feliciano recorded his version of Light My Fire this week in 1967. The classic hit recorded by Brenda Lee this week, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, in 1958. Harry Belafonte recorded the Banana Boat song in 55. Laverne Baker recorded Tweedledee in 54. Buddy Holly's last studio recording session took place in New York City. The songs they recorded included True Love Ways, Raining in My Heart, and It Doesn't Matter Anymore, this week in 1958. In 1960, Neil Sedaka recorded Calendar Girl. And in 62, James Brown appeared at the Apollo Theater in Harlem and recorded a live album. Birthdays. Chuck Berry, born this week, 1926. Ronnie Wright, one-time member of the Coasters, born this week, 1938. The late songwriter Laura Nyro, born in 1947. Songwriter Cynthia Weil is 80 this week. Wow. Jeannie C. Riley, 75. George McRae, 76. Larry Chance from the Earls is 80. Wanda Jackson, 83. Manfred Mann is 80. Kathy Young, 75. Jimmy Beaumont from the Skyliners, born this week in 1940. Elvin Bishop is 78. Steve Cropper from Booker T and the MGs and co-writer of The Midnight Hour, Dock of the Bay, and Knock on Wood, and so many others. He's 79. Annette Funicello is 70 this week. Bobby Fuller is born in 43. Charles Fox, born in 39. Songwriter Ellie Greenwich, born this week, 1939. The late J.P. Richardson, also, of course, known as the Big Bopper, born this week, 1930. Bill Wyman from the Rolling Stones, the original bassist, is 84. Santo Farina from Santo and Johnny, 83. And Tom Petty, born this week in 1950. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of October 18th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.